I Feel Pretty, written and directed by Abby Cohn and Mark Silverstein, feels tailor-made for a performer who has spent years examining body image. I would love to see a time in the near future where it's not a special issue when they have someone who's above a size 4 or a woman of color on a magazine, she says. In 2016, Glamour included her in a special plus-size fashion issue. She wrote on social media that she hadn't been told about the theme. When her character learns a hard-won lesson about where her value lies, hint, it's not the appearance, the message is quickly co-opted by the company she works for to sell makeup. If some viewers are put off by this brand-driven empowerment, Schumer understands. She herself has joked in the past about Dove, whose Real Beauty campaign featuring ordinary women, she says, amounts to patting themselves on the back. Like, can you believe how brave we are for putting these expletive-deleted dump trucks on television? It's not a perfect movie, she says, of I Feel Pretty, which she also produced. It would be great if my role had been played by a woman of color and there were more trans people in it, more people with disabilities. She readjusts the pillow behind her. But it's a step in the right direction, I hope. A few days earlier, at the Comedy Cellar in Greenwich Village, Schumer takes the stage and introduces herself to the audience as a very famous model. Wearing a New York City uniform of head-to-toe black, with her blonde hair pulled back in a jaunty ponytail, she surveys the crowd and revises her bio. Actually, I'm a bag of mashed potatoes. As Schumer told Jimmy Kimmel last fall, this description of her body, which she adds totally made her crave mashed potatoes, came to her care of an internet troll. Back in the hotel suite, she tells me, a big part of being a funny person was a major defense mechanism. On stage, especially as a woman, I've had to be really tough. The second you show a crack, the audience can literally leave. When she started out as a comic, her goal was simply to coax laughter, and her bawdy humor, riffs on one-night stands and internet porn did just that. Eventually, she began to see comedy as an opportunity to inform audiences about issues she cared about. A writer later described her show as sneaking shaved carrots into brownies, she recalls, and the notion of a stealth agenda stuck with her. Right now, though, she's more interested in talking about overt agendas. She became a gun control activist 3 years after a gunman opened fire at a showing of Trainwreck in Lafayette, Louisiana, killing two women.